Hey, one of the many ways that we take care of one another is by letting folks know when there's art, and they can go out and enjoy art. And another way that we take care of you here at 103.3 KUMD is we bring you the cheerful voice of Annie Dugan once a week. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. It is a full week of art. You can ignore the cold and enjoy the art. It is the final chance this week to see the photography work of Vern Northrup at ICO. He's a retired fire operations specialist and has done some really amazing photos and metal prints about prescribed fire burns. That is just excellent. The medium that he chose to print in really accentuates the incredibly interesting eye that he has for fire and its power and its restorative power as well. So that's at ICO through February 8th. Tuesday is a big day. The Tweed Museum of Art has a couple things going on. Wilson Johnson, who's a student artist, is having his graduation show, Feel This, is the title. That opens from 4 to 6. And then Bill Shipley is giving a lecture at the Tweed, 6:30 to 8. It's their Tweed evenings, the first Tuesday of the month. They always have someone interesting to present on something interesting about art. And Bill Shipley is going to speak specifically to the practice of collecting. There's a new exhibit that's opened that's Treasures from Home, an anthology of gifts from collectors. So really, you know, thinking about the Tweed as a collecting museum, a lot of the ways that a collecting museum acquires work is through private donors who then go on to donate their collections to the Tweed. And Bill is going to speak about that show, but then also just you know, he's an artist, but he's also a collector, and that unique relationship between collectors and artists. So he'll speak to that. He's always got fabulous stories. If you hear Bill talk, you will know that he's just really fun to listen to, and really is a good storyteller. So that his strengths will be on display on Tuesday at the Tweed. It's also Sami National Day open house and exhibit at the Sami Cultural Center. They have an artist, Sami Mana, and I'm not pronouncing that right, but it looks like it's watercolor paintings about Sami children, and it's a great space. So it's a really great, if you haven't been there, it's a neat space to see, and certainly see it with art is even better. Wednesday at Pizza Luce, Choice Unlimited. Choice Unlimited always has really fun art exhibition openings. It's a great organization, and it's their visual arts class show at Pizza Luce from 7 to 8 this Wednesday. Thursday at the Duluth Art Institute, Penny Perry is having her artist talk. She has a show there right now, Art and Craft. Penny has a shop right downtown on Superior Street, Penny Art and Framing. She's really a fascinating artist because she mixes stained glass, painting, acrylic painting, drawing, charcoal, curating. She does all the amazing curating at the Zeitgeist. So she has this really wonderful eye, and I'm really fascinated to hear what she has to say on how she mixes all of that in her work. That's this Thursday from 6 to 7. Then Friday is a really exciting opening at Zeitgeist from 5 to 7. It's The Life, the Work, the Fight, Black Duluth in History. It's curated by Jordan Moses, who is just a tremendous force in our community. He's the one of the voices behind the All Black Zine shows that have been going on, and he's worked with project director Heidi Bach Hansen and Drew Digby to put together a photo exhibition that combines photos with excerpts of recent oral histories that have been done on African-American elders in Duluth, sort of combined with these historical profiles going back to the 19th century. And this is very much the first. They've talked about it as the first in an iteration of many shows and explorations into this topic. So they're really inviting people to go and participate and really try and talk about how they want to see this project continue, because I think it's a really important one. And it really highlights just all the different leaders and influential people that have set the stage for generations of African-Americans in our community. And then Saturday, we finish off the week with a bang. Joseph Nice Gallery is having a new exhibition opening. It's another group opening of painters this time called Sweep. It features 20 contemporary painters. It's combining their stable of artists with some other local voices. So I think it's over 20 artists. Some local names that are fabulous names in our community, Rabbit Before Horses Strickland, Adam McCauley, Allison Oney, Jonathan Thunder, Jeff Larson, Karen Neese, the list goes on and on. Definitely check that out. It's really an exploration of the different voices in painting and sort of the open nature of it in our painting landscape today. And then it's Free Family Day. This is always such a fun event at the Duluth Art Institute, 11 to 2. Bring your friends, bring your family. I would imagine there would be some Valentine making going on, so you can get all of that done as well as having a really good time with your family as well. So like I said, it is a packed week, Lisa. There's plenty to see and do and distract ourselves from frigid cold temperatures.
Isn't that the case? And all of these exhibits are held indoors in spaces with heat. And so you can go out and you can recreate as long as you want until your heart's desire, recreate, and then come back in and take in a little bit of art indoors when you're ready to warm up.
Exactly. And at many of them, there's treats. So.
Oh, treats. Yeah. Excuse me. Art and treats. You know, if more sporting events, I mean, the actual events themselves involved eating snacks, I could possibly become an athlete. All right. We'll work on that. Annie, thanks a million as usual. Have a wonderful week and stay bundled up. Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Monday mornings at 8:20 right here on Northland Morning.